It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that would require gun owners to store their firearms securely when not in use will get its first hearing at the state capitol today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The bill would require safe storage of firearms to prevent children or people who are ineligible to own a gun from getting a hold of one. Failure to do so would be a Class 2 misdemeanor. The bill also contains several provisions for licensed firearms dealers. They would have to provide a trigger lock with every gun they sell and make customers aware of the safe storage requirement. The bill is supported by a range of health and suicide prevention organizations. It's opposed by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's now mandatory for hunters to get some elk tested for chronic wasting disease. The always fatal neurological disease is found in some animals, including elk, moose, and deer. For the last few years, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has required hunters to get some deer tested. Travis Duncan is with the agency. He says now that the state has a good sense of infection levels among deer, they want to get that same information for elk.
Having that data is going to be a huge help to our scientists in knowing where the real problems are and to really bring the levels down.
The disease was first discovered in Fort Collins in the 1960s. It's now found in many states and in Canada. Colorado casino revenues are down from a year ago, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Casinos pulled in more than $62 million in revenue in January. That's about 9% less than the same time last year, but higher than the previous month. January's numbers don't include table games, which were shut down due to the pandemic. They reopened at the start of February. More than $10 million in taxes were collected in January. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Former crew members of the USS Pueblo will get $2.3 billion in damages for the pain and suffering they endured while imprisoned in North Korea more than 50 years ago. The freighter was seized by the North Korean Navy in 1968. 82 American prisoners were tortured and used for North Korean propaganda for 11 months in an ordeal known as the Pueblo Incident. Each of the crew members will receive around $3 million from the U.S. government. The ship itself is still being held by North Korea. Mostly sunny across Colorado today, and for the beginning of the week, I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.